Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
8:47, 13 before 9. Please excuse me if I do a bad Bill Murray impersonation, which is, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Norma Jean the engineer. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Norma Jean.
Thank you, Tommy. That was awesome.
Well, I don't know about that. I would say awful, but tell me about this. I don't guess you wanted to tell us how old, did you? No. Don't do that. You look lovely on TV. Let's let it go at 39.
Oh, thank you. No, I'm 12.
Well, I don't know that we'd want a 12-year-old commenting on imploding a building. So tell me about this Hard Rock thing and the company that was hired, I think, and I'm speaking in general terms here because I don't have the story in front of me, had a little bit of an issue with something else they tried to implode to the point of a piece of metal or something flying some 300 feet and cutting a guy's leg off.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I am unaware of that. Oh, whenever you do these types of implosions, when you're dealing with explosive devices and blasts, there's a lot of uncertainty and risk involved. And so that's why they take into consideration such a large distance as a safe zone so that no one can be around within those boundaries, because whenever you deal with explosives, it's not exactly safe.
Yeah, it's not an exact science. You know, when you see the old stadiums and even in Las Vegas, the old casinos, when they imploded them, those pictures are always taken from a long distance away, so you don't really see. It doesn't always, I guess, Norma Jean, is what I'm asking you, it doesn't always just fall straight down. There are some things that fly away.
Right. You can't guarantee that everything is going to implode, meaning fall within itself. There'll be some things that accelerate outside and move outside of that envelope. And so that's why you really don't want to be within that area that they want all clear of everyone.
All right, you go blow out the candles on your cake. And when we come back, I want to ask you about the surrounding businesses seriously and so forth. And how clear would the area have to be in order to be safe? And if you have some things that don't go according to plan, then it seems like how far away would have to take precautions. 8:50, 10 before 9, or if there's anything they can do to prevent from receiving any damage from this. We're talking about imploding the Hard Rock construction site, and we'll continue when we come back. If you have any questions or comments, you can text them to 87870. Right now, it is time for traffic here on WWL. 8:56, Tommy Tucker talking to Norma Jean Matey, professor of engineering at UNO, my alma mater, past president of the American Society of Civil Engineers, and our newest, bestest buddy since this thing happened at the Hard Rock. Norma, to be serious here, you know, I know you study machines, you're an engineer, but there is a human factor here, and that is the two people that have not yet been recovered. Does it matter? How can I phrase this delicately? If the president of something, some big shot, was one of the people that were in there, there were two big shots, what have you, would it make a difference? And what I mean by that is it at this point a situation where you'd be risking people that are alive to get bodies? And if you implode the building, do you, and I'm not trying to be gruesome, just for the families that are involved, how does an engineer handle something like this when it comes to a debris site like this? How is it normally or customarily handled?
Well, again, I am not trained as an engineer to really deal with situations where there are deaths and bodies involved.
I realize that.
But often there are, in construction sites, you come across either something that is very historic in nature or something that is a graveyard. So an old, old graveyard that had been built up upon and no one knew that it existed.
Mm-hmm.
And in those situations, your construction site has to stop, and then you handle it the way you would handle an archaeological dig. So you get in and you carefully remove things so that you don't damage the site of the interred, so if that's the right word to use, so that they can be moved to another location, or in the case of a historic structure, you can then rebuild and reconstruct those historic sites, perhaps at a museum or another site where then people for the rest of time can enjoy them. So that's my only area of minor expertise.
But I know it's happened before. I'm sure it's happened before. Somebody texted in, I think it's a good question that I had asked you earlier about, you know, if this is not an exact precise science when you do an implosion, that's in a pretty tight area. So how would you contain it as much as you could, or how would you protect some of the historic buildings around it?
Well, the biggest issue that they had was those cranes overhead with the very large counterweights, and that's already taken care of. So the uncertainty in that instance was much greater than the uncertainty in taking down this building further, because one, they have the luxury of time.
Mm-hmm.
So the cranes, they were unstable. We have weather fronts that move in, and any strong gust of wind could have taken down those towers with those large counterweights in an uncontrolled manner, and that could have been devastating. So they're no longer having to deal with that situation. They've got the luxury of time so that they can start understanding how to best implode this building and have everything fall into it, into itself, instead of explode outward.
Thank you, Norma Jean. I hope you have a wonderful birthday, and I hope you have 100 more.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.